one of the reasons I like doing woodland walks. You come across little streams. So we're now walking again after the disaster with the dog. So I'm fully refreshed, having a sandwich and a bag of crisps and a cup of strong coffee. For those of you walkers out there who use those Nescafe 3-in-1 sachets, they now do a strong version. So I just have the strong version that was given to me as a free sample by a Nescafe rep in city centre of Birmingham yesterday. So I've taken the opportunity to, at the previous stream, to fill up my squeeze water filter pouch. Have you room? Oh, that was unexpected. I've come through a little gate and straight down a little slope. Lost my footing, so I've now got to turn right onto the map. So we're now heading towards Trimpoli. So this is now going to be a fairly steady woodland climb over the top to a place called Shatterford. So it's quite turned out to be slightly muggy now. It's a bit overcast, slightly damp. I suppose it's coming in the forest. So we'll reconvene at some future point down the path, as and when. So we've reached the top of Trimpoli. Well, part of the pathway it does go through anyway. Just near the entrance to a campsite. I don't know where that still goes, seems to be shut up. The caravan club. So I've got my first reasonable view of the surrounding countryside. I've been mostly in woodland and down on the river. So I'm now looking at the Clent and Walton Hill from an angle I've never seen it on before. Clearly you see the horse's mane. If you ever come around here and you look at the view, you'll see the, looks like the horse's neck of the mane of the horse. So I can see Walton Hill, I can see to the right. You can see the Lickies as well. And looking over towards Stourbridge, which I'm heading. So we're going to keep onwards and upwards. Just come up another path through somebody's front drive where the path goes. Another dog decided to run up me, but luckily it stayed back. And I thought to myself, well, I am actually on the public right of way, so yeah, there we go. So we'll keep walking. Well, it's now 2:45. We're about 8 miles in, so we're just slightly over the halfway mark now. I just took a slight detour. The path goes through a middle of a caravan park, which statics. I wasn't quite obviously where the path was, the signpost seems to run out, so I went up the lane a bit. It's tend to go right around the outside, but I seem to be able to cut through. There was a pub in there, but I couldn't see it. So we're now kind of on our way now to Kinver Edge, in a place called Kingsford Forest Park. So I'm going to take a slight detour off the path to use the public loo, which I know are there. So I'll just add a quick sip out of my soya squeeze. I filled up at the stream when I had lunch, and I'll be honest, the water tastes lovely. So far I'm still alive and keeping walking. Well, this is Kingsford Country Park. Search is silent. Very heavily wooded. Looks like mostly pine trees. Lots of bracken underneath. There's a few There's two nasty trees around. It's absolutely silent, I can't believe it. Just that wood pigeon. It's a bank holiday Sunday. There's nobody here. Probably all in the pub. So we're shortly at the destination for a cup of tea and coffee. I've got about another half a mile to go. I've got to cut off the path at one point to find the public convenience, which I know is around here somewhere. And then we're going to have a coffee break. There's a little place to... He's got picnic benches you can sit at, so we'll have a brew there. As your knee slips over in the mud. So it's now 20 to 4 on the North Wiltshire Path walk I'm doing. It's a place called Kingsford Forest Park. I'll come through the actual forest itself, across the road. I'm off the North Wiltshire Path just for a bit. I've come to use the public lavatories, and there's some picnic benches here, so I decided I'll have my coffee stop here instead. Just watching people milling about in the car park. A few people have been having a picnic. The chap putting his walking boots on, I think, by his car. I didn't realise how big this area was. We're not far from Kimveridge now, and there's some caves that people used to live in until the 50s. There's also that you can go right over the top. So maybe one day I'll come back. So I set a brew stop. So I've emptied the squeeze pouch from the water. So I might go and fill that up in the sink. So I've got some fresh air water. Still put it through the squeeze. But a public convenience, you don't know what's going on with the water. Then I'll boil it afterwards as well if I need to. So that's progress so far. And quite a pleasant little place to stop this is. So I'm getting quite tired now. The ranger says I'm 6.7 miles into the walk. But considering I did 5 and it packed up, I'm going to stop for coffee. When I stop for coffee at that little bridge in Lymore Wood, so that means I'm up to about 11 so far. So I'm on a bridle way just outside Kingsford Forest Park. Just had the light aircraft go over, so that's a nod to Afrin and McCulkin. Always have to have a plane in there somewhere. It's traditional. So I'm walking down this bridle way between two fields. It's like walking on the beach. It's all soft sand. I guess it's for the horses. It's making tough going. I'm flagging a bit, so I'll just stop and got the zoom out the bag. And I've had to reach for the jelly babies just to give me an incentive. And I can't do this clip at one end, so I'm going to leave that. Right next to a corner field of corn. Bit out of cash now, the sun's gone in, it's quite muggy. So I've got to keep trooping on. These are the bits of the longer walks where you start to flag and you think, well, why have I bothered doing this? But when I get back to the car, it'll make it be worthwhile. So we'll keep on walking.